or for example, PLF this urgent care, today's date is 08-20-2025. Your patient is for Ashley Mendoza. Mendoza spells M-E-N-D-O-Z-A. Ashley spells A-S-H-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 05-27-1993. This is a 32-year-old female here with cough, runny nose. The patient said this has been going on for approximately 3 days. Came in today because of increased cough. This cough is productive of green sputum. And runny nose, said discharge from the nose is green, period. Next paragraph, past medical history. None, past surgical history, none. Next paragraph, social history, denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, medication is none. Next paragraph, allergies is none. Next paragraph, review of systems, all systems were reviewed were negative except for those mentioned above. Here, next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air, blood pressure 131 over 80, pulse 99, respiration 18, temperature 98.1. Here, next paragraph, nose, congested, green discharge, erythematous. Next line, throat, erythematous, tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. Uvula is midline and mobile. No exudates present. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Next paragraph, lung, correction, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Next paragraph, abdomen distended slash gravid. Next line, fetal heart tone was done by using by ultrasound. Fetal heart tone was 166. The fetus is extremely mobile and appears IUP. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is first trimester pregnancy. Patient reports that she's approximately in 12 weeks. Was seen recently by OBGYN. Had ultrasound which verify IUP. She denies vaginal bleeding or discharge. She denies abdominal pain, period. Assessment number two is COVID infection. Number three is cough. Number four is bronchitis, period. Next paragraph. A flu question. COVID test was done in the clinic. COVID test is positive. Next paragraph. Patient was sent home with the following medication. A Paxlovid 300/100 dose pack. She would take one dose daily. Correction, one dose BID for 5 days. Next medication, Zofran 4 milligrams, ODT 1 tab sublingual, TID, PRN for nausea/vomiting. Next medication is Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO now, 1 PO daily until gone. Number 6. Next medication, albuterol, 2.5/3 mL. She would do 3 mL with home nebulizer, TID, PRN for wheezes. Next medication, nebulizer machine with tubing and mask. Number one, she will use this with her albuterol. She was giving the opportunity to ask questions that she has none. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion about COVID and pregnancy. We talk about the complications that has been seen with COVID and pregnancy. This includes that Paxlovid has been given in pregnant females with no adverse effects in human studies. She was, however, encouraged to go to call our OBGYN tomorrow, let that doctor know that she is positive for COVID, so she can manage, she can be monitored from an OBGYN standpoint on a frequent basis, period, to monitor for the complications that's seen with COVID, period. She says she understands and will comply. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has not. She was given strong... She's strongly encouraged to follow up with her OBGYN, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to the nearest emergency room if she's worse. End of dictation.